Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everybody,
happy Wednesday.
It's
how are we feeling?
Early in the morning, I'm feeling good.
I've had some porridge. I had a lovely Uber. This fancy Mercedes pulled up. He had a water in there.
Wow, the best.
He was like, "You got to prefer." I was like, "Wow, what is this Uber looks?" Didn't realize.
I love it when it's a surprise. Sometimes it's a Tesla. I only had that a couple times abroad.
Dubai, I find.
Yeah.
Every Uber is
I
Tesla.
I think in London one time, I had a Tesla. I thought, this is a treat. Nice. But it's also like, and then they get talking and Uber actually gifts them the Uber, remember?
Oh, yeah, because they're such
Because they've done so well.
So many rides.
I think he said one time, it was like, "Oh, well, I've been with Uber for 5 years and I'm a top driver. So they gave me this car. Isn't that insane?
Pretty good.
Yeah. The more you know, everyone.
Every day's a school day.
Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
So welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to the podcast.
We have a twisty-turny episode today.
Let me tell you. And surely.
We're going to be left, right, and center today. But starting with question of the week.
Down.
This one's interesting. So, right. We have a dilemma that goes off the back of this, but I'm going to read the question of the week first. Question of the week is, would you ever consider paying for your own engagement ring?
No. Well, so I've never actually thought about this.
I've thought about this.
Because I don't think about rings like that. As in, like, I don't think about whatever. But so what happens? Your fiance goes and buys the ring and proposes to you.
Mm.
Is that not what happens? I don't know. I've never been proposed to before.
Well, yeah, that's typically what happens. The ring is purchased.
Right.
And he proposes to you.
Right. But so we're saying potentially I could say, well, I could transfer you.
I'll contribute
some money just because I want X, Y, and Z. Mm. And then he's like, yeah, I'd much appreciate that. I mean, I suppose that's, you know, if we're going to go into marriage.
We're joint forces here.
We're a union. You know, I'm working too. I can support my, do we see the ring as a gift? You know, or is it just like we'll both pay for it?
I know.
Like, is it seen as a present? Well, not really, because it's a symbol of
the union that's about to commence.
Because then, thinking about it, like, say when he's proposing, maybe he can't afford the type of ring that your dream ring is. That's fine. Let him get a nice ring, and then he can upgrade it in 10 years' time,
anniversaries,
when we're a bit more established, and then upgrade it again.
Yes.
I quite like the idea of the upgrading,
Yes.
Because then
when
it's
like a, because it moves, it upgrades with us.
Yeah,
like
then,
as our income comes in, the ring gets better.
And also it just symbolizes the love. So like, say when we're 80, I can be like, well, this was, you know, the ring that he proposed to me with.
Well, it's, you then, often keep the same ring. You just might add a diamond or change a diamond. You don't change the...
Yeah, so...
Well, some people obviously
do. I mean, some
people
do. So you could say, oh, but then I wanted a different band, so I just got a new ring. Mm. And then you can kind of collect them all then. Or then, yeah, say if you're adding, then it's like it's got a story. Well, yeah. It was just that first diamond then when we proposed.
I know lots of people upgrade their engagement rings.
I think that's lovely because then each kind of milestone signifies something. I think that's really cute.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. I mean, it's not my dream scenario to pay for my own engagement
ring.
Well,
no, because then where's the element of surprise? There isn't.
Right.
Because you've already prepaid for...
I also understand, like, contributing towards it. If you want a huge
thing... If you want
thing,
a huge corker.
And I'll be like, I'm the one that's wearing this every day. I want to like it. It's, I want this. I've been thinking about this for a while.
It's true.
Here's some money to contribute. I'm not opposed to that. It's not my dream scenario.
Yeah.
But if
we're having conversations about it.
I could understand it.
It's giving maturity and
it's giving maturity.
And just like that.
But this is the poll.
Yeah.
17%
saying no.
I'd consider it.
Yeah. Consider.
83. Lol. No.
No.
Let's read.
Well, yeah, it's just like there is no element of surprise.
It's not the fairy tale, is it?
It's not the fairy tale.
It's a very like real life. We want to get engaged.
Let's talk about this. Look, yeah. Brian, in my ideal scenario, it's this ring, this kind of caritage. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a diamond band, you know?
Please.
And he's thinking, fucking
hell. We ain't got the cash for that.
He said, look, I thought we were saving for a home.
Yeah.
And you're like, look, well, I'm willing to put a chunk in if you're willing to put
a
chunk in.
I see that. I can perfectly reason with that.
That is a very real life scenario.
Yeah. If it gets me what I want, then hell yes. It's going to be on my hand for the rest of my life.
That's what Sophia said, yeah.
It's true. I would never mind paying for stuff for the both of us, dates, holidays, bills, etc. I think that's only fair and never expect a man to pay for me. However, an engagement ring feels very different. It's such a special sentimental moment and I feel like it would be the same as asking for someone to pay for their own present. You just wouldn't.
It's true.
Also, how is it meant to be a secret proposal when you've bought your own ring?
Right, all valid points.
Yeah,
all valid
Maybe
points.
Loan the money. This girl said I put no, but if I saw a ring I absolutely loved, I wouldn't pay for it, but I defo put some money towards it so I could have my dream ring.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. If he can't commit to buying a piece of jewelry, how's he going to commit to paying his share for a wedding
it's
and the
true.
Commitment of a marriage?
Yeah.
It's a small gesture when you look at the bigger picture. There are so many men who would love to spoil you and feel privileged to buy the ring of your dreams. So why would anyone dream of settling for a man who's CBA
wow,
paying
queen
for your
energy.
Ring?
I think if I was in this situation...
I'm seeing it as more of a, I want X and you can only afford Y.
Yeah.
So I'm going to chip in. I'm not paying for it. I'll chip in.
Yeah, I think if I was
big.
In that circumstance, I'd almost maybe just say, well, okay, I'll sacrifice what I want for what you can afford, and then we'll upgrade it
in time,
instead of it being, oh, well, instead of you having to put
also,
forward your money,
yeah,
because then there's at least that element of him still going out picking what he wants and what he can, you know,
because that's kind of the beautiful thing about
it.
Like,
is
you're presented with this ring.
It is, and you're like, oh, I've never seen this before.
Yeah,
and it's only like, been in my dreams and on my Pinterest
that
boards.
He. Because my mum's got friends who have upgraded their wedding rings.
I'm sure my mum's upgraded. She's got different
but
engagement rings.
But my mum never wanted to upgrade her wedding ring. Because she was like, no, like this is what was for the time.
At the time.
This is what,
that's
you know, your
point.
Dad chose. Like this is what he saw and thought, yes, that's the one. She's had an eternity ring like on the different hand.
Yeah.
But she's kept that the same. And that is kind
that's
of part
kind
of it, I suppose, isn't it?
It's kind of beautiful.
Like, here's the ring that I want to give you.
Yeah.
And
this signifies our, you know, time here.
I've seen this and I've thought of us and our future.
I just thought this eternity band signified.
Let me just read a few more. I definitely help out. I much prefer the idea of he pays for the ring and I'll pay for the post-engagement holiday or something to celebrate.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'd probably want my engagement ring to be a surprise. So no, paying for it would obviously ruin that. Absolutely not.
Well, yeah, because if we're in the jewelry shop and we're buying it, and then it's like, oh, well, he's going to propose. Mm.
If you're the one who's pushing a marriage or engagement, 100% should be considered if the other person isn't financially ready.
Yeah, true.
If splitting the cost means getting the ring of my dreams, then 100%. I have expensive taste and wouldn't want to settle for a ring I'm not in love with.
Yeah, fair point. Fair, valid point.
I consider contributing but not paying for the whole thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a contribution.
Yeah.
It's a helping hand.
It shouldn't be about the money and a big expensive ring. It should be about the happiness of getting engaged. But a nice ring is a plus. So if there was one I really wanted that was out of budget, I would help out.
Well said. It's not about the price of the ring. It's what it signifies.
So let me just quickly read this dilemma, because this girl's in a bit of a pickle with this engagement ring.
So we're
in
a toss-up
palaver. So she's put, should I pay for my engagement ring? Hi, girls. Love the pod. Thank you.
Love you.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years.
Solid.
We are so in love, and I can picture being with him for the rest of my life.
Lovely to hear.
We are currently saving to go on holiday to Europe.
Gorgeous.
On New Year's Eve.
Are we Australian then or something? Europe?
Must be. On New Year's Eve, he was very drunk and revealed he was thinking of proposing to me in Europe.
Oh, well,
by this time,
that's
really annoying. By this time, we would be together nearly 4 years. Okay, so
got it. Solid amount.
Okay,
of time.
So it was 2 years away, kind of.
Okay. So you're planning this Europe trip? It's 2 years away.
Yeah, because they've been together for 2 years, and by the time they go, there will have
got
been
it.
Four
that's
years.
Fair.
Okay, so he said
got
that.
It.
Okay, it's not.
That's not so bad.
I was very caught off guard by this, only because I had come up with a saving plan for the Europe holiday, so we can have enough money to do this comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
I also earn more money than him, which isn't an issue, as I see all our money as combined.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a materialistic person. However, I want my engagement ring to be a certain way, which costs some serious coins,
some serious cash.
Given this, he doesn't have the money to pay for the holiday and engagement ring. So if he is actually going to propose, should I put money to the ring myself so it will be perfect and the ring of my dreams?
So what has he mentioned? Because obviously this Europe trip is planned. So he said, I'm thinking about...
You've been together for 2 years and they're saving for this big Europe tour.
Right.
I'm thinking they're hitting Greece, they're hitting Spain, they're hitting Italy, they're going to
We're on the road for 3 months.
And she's thought, right, well, if we're going in 2 years, here's our financial plan so that we can afford it.
And it'd be
really
without
breaking our necks and we're comfortable.
Yeah.
And then he said, when he's drunk, oh, you know, I'd love to propose to you in Europe. And she's thought, well, hang on a fucking second. Have you got an extra?
She's thinking, well, we're saving for this Europe holiday. Have you got extra funds for this
You've
ring?
Got extra cash.
And she knows she wants a specific ring, which costs a specific amount of money.
Mm.
And realistically, she's thinking, I don't think you can afford that right now.
Yeah.
So have they spoken about this? It doesn't seem
I
like so.
I don't think so.
This
he
is just her
never,
thought process.
And she's saying, he's never asked me what type of diamond I
right,
would even want.
Right, of course.
So what do I do? How do I tell him what type of engagement ring I want without sounding materialistic?
Right.
And should I be putting some money towards it?
Right, well, this is your future husband. Did you discuss anything after the drunken incident?
I'm not getting those vibes.
Neither am I. So I think just be like...
I think this is all you and your inner thoughts. Your mind's going into overdrive.
So you've got to be like, do you remember when we were out that night and you and he said that you might want to propose to me when we're in Europe?
No, don't say that.
And you're like,
how do you
just
say
subtly show the Pinterest board? I don't know.
I think if you want to show your man
you want to get
the type
across
of ring you want,
yeah,
there's different options. There are some girls, we know them, send their men the rings in the group chat.
The link.
And it's like, love this, love this, love this.
Hate this.
Hate this.
Don't
know
want
to
that.
This. Love this.
You have to know what you don't want, because otherwise they might say, oh, maybe that'd be quite nice. And You know, it wasn't on your like list, but they don't have a don't like list.
They need a don't like
list. They need a don't like list. Okay.
So you either go down that route, very direct, very bold, very forward.
You could just send him some links.
Or you go down the route of you say nothing and just hope see for the best. What he does. You know, that's kind of the magic of it. Just seeing what he, you know, thinks. You trust him, his taste,
and like,
whatever.
He's picked a ring with his heart. Isn't
yeah.
that beautiful?
He's not just going in there and whipping the first one he sees. He's going to be thinking about this probably like, for months.
Listen, this will be his hard-earned cash.
Yes.
Yes, it might not be your dream fairy tale ring rock, but like, is there
but I'm
not
sure
something...
when you see it you'll be like, oh, this is just
exactly
perfect.
Is there not something beautiful about look he's paid for this, he hasn't, you know, this is a complete surprise, this was what he picked, like is that is kind of beautiful.
Or you go down the more like subtle approach of showing him a picture and being like, oh yeah, I love this girl, that ring is beautiful, can I just say it to yourself out loud,
oh, that Susan got engaged.
Oh, that ring.
That ring
that
is
just stunning.
Brian, look at that.
Yeah.
One day, hey?
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
Could you imagine a rock like that on my finger? Could you just imagine it? God, I can't.
Or, I mean, you go down another route of getting your best mate involved.
Yeah.
And letting her do it. Brian, are you thinking about proposing? Because if you are... here's some tips.
I had a conversation with her a couple of weeks ago. It's fresh in my mind.
I know what she likes.
And I just thought I'd send them over just so that you're covered.
Just to help you out.
Just to help you. You know what?
If you need some guidance.
He'd be like, you know what? I appreciate that, Susan.
I think most men would appreciate
that.
Yeah,
just like a little helping hand.
Yeah. So I think that's quite easy to do.
My thought, maybe he's got an heirloom. Maybe he's got his grandmother's ring. That's beautiful.
And then he's not buying.
Right. But it's an heirloom. It's got so much history.
It's history and it's been passed down.
Yeah. Do we know, has he got his grandmother's ring? Has he got
his
mother's
ring floating about?
Has he got, he might, because some men, they do, don't they?
Yeah,
absolutely.
They
have these heirlooms floating around.
Yeah.
A little family rock.
Yes. He might
from the 1920s.
That box.
From post-war.
From the roaring 20s.
From the roaring 20s. He'll just get it specially polished. Maybe he'll add a few bits.
Add a few sparkles.
Resize it. You know.
You never know what could.
So honestly, maybe he's got one of those and you just maybe don't know. So like, don't panic. It's a beautiful thing. Consider your options.
I think
and proceed
my
accordingly.
Advice would be let him do his thing.
Just take it away.
Okay. And I think, you know,
and also,
you're thinking about, should I be contributing to the blah, 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 blah. I wouldn't offer it.
No. Because I wouldn't offer it because you've not actually had a proper conversation about it either.
No.
You've had, it was one drunken mention. Mm. You know, if you were the type of couple who was sat down thinking, well, we should probably get engaged within the next year.
Yeah, what do you think?
You know, because some couples do that. You know, it's, you know, you're planning your lives, aren't they? So maybe, yeah, within 2 years, we should probably get engaged.
Yeah.
Realistically, I want this kind of ring. It costs this X amount. Mm. Can you afford that within 2 years? It's like
let me know.
It's a proper conversation, isn't it? Whereas he's obviously...
I think it's what people say is the ring should be 3 months salary.
Is it?
That's a general rule that I've heard out and about. Yeah, that's how you should base on what ring you should buy.
Work it out.
3 months salary.
Yeah, work it out. Babe, what are you earning these?
Yeah,
you know,
what are you getting a month these days?
All right, okay.
What's your paycheck looking like?
All right,
do a bit of quick math in your head and see what number pops out the other end.
I have seen people, you know, oh, big surprise, get engaged, oh, lovely. And then they get their ring altered after.
Yes, I know.
So that you're not ruining the element of surprise.
No.
But then you could be honest after and be like, babe, I don't like the silver band.
Yeah.
Can it be gold?
Yeah.
And you go and get it changed. Because I'm sure he'll buy it with a returns and a warranty. You can go back to the jeweler and get it tweaked, obviously resized.
Like
or like you can change it and pay the difference. So like there is always that option. Like don't ruin the element of surprise for your Europe trip.
See what happens.
If you really despise it and you can't look at it on your hand, then
if you look at it
and gag, then you can get it changed after he's done the beautiful proposal in Europe.
Let him do his thing.
Yeah.
Let him see what happens.
Look, you can make all the little hints. You could get your best friend involved.
Because how nice would it be being presented with a ring?
You've never seen it before.
You're so surprised and you love it. And you're like, didn't he do such a good job?
Yeah.
Didn't he do so well?
And you're
like,
just so chuffed.
Ring. Yeah.
That there was no guidance there.
Yeah.
You know? Beautiful stuff. If you ask me.
Yeah. Baby. Okay, we're sticking on the theme of engagement. Don't know what's in the air this week.
Something's in the air. Jeez Louise. Righty ho. Oh no, oh no. So now, you know, we've had the stress of the ring, okay? Picture this. You've been stressing for 2 years about what a ring is going to propose.
About this Europe trip and this fucking ring.
Yeah, right? We're stressing, oh God, am I going to fucking like the ring? Well, turns out he's going to propose to you and then now he doesn't know if he even wants to get married to you. So I wouldn't worry about what
one
the ring...
One step at a time.
I'd worry that he still wants to wed you. Mm. Okay, anyway. So she's got engaged, but now he doesn't want to get married. Why the fuck are you proposing to me if you're not 100% sure? If you're not
pressure,
societal pressure. His mates are all doing it. Mm. His mum's saying, "Before I go, I want to see you." Blah blah blah. And you're thinking, "Oh my god!" Before she goes, she needs to see.
Things have changed.
Yeah, all things have changed. Right. Okay. So, hi, angels, loyal listener here.
Hello.
I look forward to Wednesdays.
Oh, stop it.
She says, "When you say the drama, it's never ending." Trust. She said you girls are so wise. I am 40.
Stop. Mature queen in the house.
40's the new 30. 40's the new 30. And I thought at this age I'd be done, but here we are.
God, the drama is never ending.
Honestly, I'm gonna be single at 40. Also, there's something in the air, I can feel it too. So I'm
she's not single, she's engaged.
I know. But she said the drama is never ending. Trust me, it's never finished. Wow. God, we've got a long life to live.
That doesn't give me hope.
Got a long life to live. Okay, so I'm divorced. Met my ex-husband when I was 14.
Wow.
It was a classic love at first sight, classic first love infatuation, but hugely abusive. Right. I got my beautiful son, though, who is a teenager now and is my world. 20 years of hell is like walking over broken glass, but I managed to leave and it's the best thing I've ever done. Well done.
Let's take a moment for that.
I'm proud of you. Oh, that must feel amazing. Mm. To anyone battling this right now, believe me, it is never too late to be happy. You deserve it. And if you have kids, two happy homes are way better than one unhappy home, always.
Oh, that's a lovely thing. That's a lovely thing to say.
Anyway, 18 months after I left my ex, I've got a new job, made a lovely home for me and my son.
Love it.
Not interested in a man ever again. I met someone.
Ooh.
Let's call him Brian. Brian lives 4 hours away and was in my town on a stag do. He lost his wallet. I called him and returned it and he's so grateful. I'm going to tell that scene from Friends.
Lovely love found story.
Found a lost wallet. Hello, I found your wallet, sir. Hello, is this Mr. Smith? I have your wallet. Can I just check your date of birth? I just want to check I've got the right Mr. Smith. Okay, yeah.
I love that story.
That's a beautiful story. So he's so grateful I returned his wallet. And insisted on getting me a bottle of champagne.
Oh, bottle of champagne to celebrate.
Bottle of champagne to show my appreciation.
Don't mind if I do. Oh. Okay, I like where this
is going.
The thing
is, you could have ran rampant with that card. Mm. And you returned it.
You could have gone contactless on that shit.
You were a good Samaritan, honestly. Brian is the same age as me. Also divorced with 2 kids. I'm sorry.
Lovely.
This is meant to be. Ex not around, so they live with him full time too. Okay.
Great.
This sounds, you get each other.
Yeah, we've been through similar experiences.
You know, we've both got 2 kids.
We've been dealt similar hands in life.
Yeah, and we just want to be happy now. Maybe you're my forever.
Yeah.
Kiss me now.
Let's have some champagne.
Absolutely. Let's celebrate this. Okay. He texts me the next day asking to take me on a date. Okay, so after the champagne and the wallet return. Absolutely. You can wine and dine me.
Absolutely.
I said no. But he was such a gent, we ended up non-stop chatting for weeks. I'm not right now. I'm not looking for a man right now. Mm. Oh, but the chat never stops. Okay, so, la la la. Brian has a high-powered job. Mm. And persuades me to be his date to a black tie event he's hosting.
Wow, he's hosting.
This man is about town.
Okay,
he's got the champagne.
He's hosting black tie events.
He is high powered.
Who is this guy?
Woo! Getting hot under the collar. Woo! Black tie event. Woo! Let's go. Right, it was the most magical night.
Fucking hell.
Brian pulled out all the stops, including a suite at the Shard. Oh my god, we're in
London. Oh my god, we're at the Shard.
A suite at the
They don't come cheap.
Listen
they
to
don't
this.
Come cheap. So he rented a suite at the Shard, and we
ended, suite, you know,
she said,
as well.
We ended up having the most electric sex.
Oh.
Wow. With views over London.
Wow, the skyscrapers.
In the Shard, in a suite. After
I bet there was rose petals. We had a bath.
Oh, I know. Brian pulled out all those stops. Wow.
Wow, what's not to like?
I'm happy for you.
Get down on one knee, sir. Let's do this.
Long story short, he swept me off my feet.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No
he
shit.
Swept me off my
I'd
feet
be there
as well.
Too.
Just hearing about
no
it.
No games or guessing. He showed me he really wanted this. Mm. This is, I'm getting goosebumps.
God, good shit happens in the 40s, hey?
I know.
We've got this to come.
He's so affectionate and romantic. Big gestures like expensive gifts.
Yes.
Huge bouquets to my work. Yes. Woo! Surprise Euro breaks.
Wow.
And small ones like driving all the way to see me because I was poorly.
It's 4 hours away. Stop it.
I'm sorry. I'm in love.
I'm in love.
It was a new world to me from my ex in every aspect. And Brian felt the same way about me.
Wow.
What's going to go wrong? I'm really getting upset.
We were
head over heels for each other. You guys. Okay, so fast forward the best year of our life. Okay, so we're together for like a year. Okay. I was able to relocate my job and me and my son moved in with Brian and his two girls.
Lovely.
Oh,
one happy family.
Everyone loves each other.
This is amazing.
Brian has a boy to take to footy.
Oh, of course. And you've now got two girls.
The girls love having me to do girly stuff. It's the dream.
Oh, that's great.
Then Brian proposes, ...
Okay.
However, I had already made it very clear I loved him so much, but never wanted to get married again. Okay.
Okay.
The proposal in Dubai didn't go well. So you kind of made it clear, I don't really want to remarry. I love you. I want to be with you. But
I've been there and done that. And I don't feel like I need to do that
again.
And
right now, I don't really want to, you know, put it on paper. So he proposes in Dubai and you're like, I told you I don't want this. Okay, so it didn't go well. I felt terrible, but I had to be honest. Shit. Okay, so you said no. No one knew, so we didn't say a word, okay. But a few months later, Brian said it was really important to him to marry the love of his life and produce the biggest rock. Oh, my God.
I can't say no.
He is pulling out all the stops. He's pulling out all the stops. It was like the movies. And I felt nervous, but I knew I had to marry him. Okay. So you kind of...
Because you've thought, look, this is so important to you.
Right.
I love you. Of course I'd marry you. Yeah. I just didn't feel like I needed to do all that again because I've already done it.
Yeah.
But of course I'm happy to marry you, especially with that rock, let me tell you.
Oh my God, this is insane. We booked the perfect wedding.
Fucking hell.
For March 2020.
Ah.
Obviously it was cancelled. COVID made it really hard to plan again. But 3 years have passed with lots of friends still getting married. All of a sudden, Brian has started changing the subject when I mention it.
Oh, for God's sake. I told you it was twisty turny this week, guys. I told you it was twisty turny.
Oh, for God's sake.
Bend after bend.
When I mention it, even making excuses like, it's a lot of expense we can't afford now. Okay.
Cost of living crisis.
Everyone's being affected by the cost of living crisis, she says. We can afford it, but I suggested we just do a small wedding.
Yeah.
An intimate. Why can't we just have the kids? You know, my sister, you know, your brother.
Bit of cake.
So, yeah, that's all it takes. A little buffet. So I suggested a small one with just a small meal. Brian said he's
still... You could even just go to the Chelsea, Kings Road.
We could just go to the registry office.
Registry office.
Brian said he wants to do it properly if we do. Okay. She put that in quotations.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So we ended up getting into a fight last week, and he admitted he doesn't think we should get married now. It's a lot of fuss.
Oh, fucking hell.
Well, I didn't want to get married in the first place, and you convinced me with that rock. He would rather spend the money on other things like nice holidays, cars, etc.
Yeah, I get that.
And
I
we are happy as we are. Okay.
Yeah.
We are happy. He is still amazing over 5 years in. 5 years in, guys. Mm. I don't think anything else is going on. I trust him completely. I think he's just too comfortable. Yeah, because I suppose in the beginning when he did propose, what, that was like 3 years ago now.
Yeah, and it's quite the whirlwind phase of being like, I'm obsessed with you. We have to get married. Yeah. Like, the love of my life. Everything is so perfect.
Yeah.
I can't believe we found each other. Let's do it. Here's this ring. Boom, let's go. And now life's kind of settled down a bit.
We had COVID. That was a big, you know, deal.
Everything's still great. But that initial, like, excitement of we have to get married has kind of died down.
Well, now it's kind of like we're in the real world. It's been 5 years. And he's thinking, look, we could spend all that money on, some beautiful holidays with the kids.
Yeah.
You know.
New car. Do you want a new car, babe?
Paying them for their uni. You know, there's shit to pay for now.
You want
now,
a new kitchen?
These kids.
You want that downstairs loo upgraded?
Right. You want some new tiles in there?
Mm.
Well, you got to sacrifice that wedding.
Absolutely.
You want new grouting on those tiles, babe?
Yeah.
I get it. But it is frustrating how he would change his tune. That would alarm me too.
It's frustrating that you didn't want to get married in the first place. And now that he's convinced you to get married.
And you're really keen.
And you're now, you've been thinking about it a little bit. You've been in bed at night thinking about, oh, what would this look like and this look like.
Yeah.
And then now that you've got on board, he's now the one that's kind of backing down and being like, actually.
It's different energy.
Maybe we, it's a shame.
Yeah. So she said, I trust him completely. I think he's just too comfortable.
Mm.
I know
you're
might
in the swing
think,
of life.
Right. I know you might think this isn't the first wedding, but it truly felt even more special as our second chance at happiness and doing it right. Aww. After both having rough paths. I know. I feel conned as I didn't want to get married in the first place. He convinced me and now he doesn't want to.
Mm.
Our kids and family keep asking when it's happening and I just don't know what to do. Of course, because it was planned.
It was planned.
And invitations were sent out. Yeah. Personally, I don't want to be engaged if we aren't ever getting married.
Right.
It feels weird.
Because you're engaged.
Right.
You've got a ring on.
So it's like, am I just a fiancé forever?
Mm.
I suppose maybe like think, because your wedding... So think, you would have been planning your wedding for about a year before March 2020. Then think, it was delayed, 2 years of COVID. Maybe he's just sick of thinking of the thought
sick
of a wedding that is just never happening, you know, because it was just pushed back. And
canceled.
There was all the stress of cancelling it and you probably lost out on money. Mm. And
when you've suggested, well, let's just go down to the registry office,
do
something small. He said, no, if we're going to get married, we need to
do it properly.
Go
like
for
we
it.
Were once going to do.
Mm.
And he's probably just, it sounds like he's probably just a bit exhausted by the thought of it. And frustrated, but like, this has been going on for so long.
This is bullshit.
We're happy. I can't be asked to think about this year. Do you know what I mean? Because I suppose I maybe would get like that. It's a big frustration,
and
isn't
also
it?
With your finances, if you're constantly thinking, well, are we getting married? Are we not?
Right.
Like, are we saving
He's
for this
really
wedding?
He's not giving you an answer, is
he?
Okay, so last month, Brian gave me a fiancé Christmas card.
Oh,
and it gave me the ick. It's my fourth fucking one now, Brian. That must be a record. So I've been a fiancé for 4 years.
Mm.
And it's like, I'm either your girlfriend or your wife.
Make a choice.
Or are we just partners?
Or are we just,
this is real life. You didn't want to get married anyway.
Right.
What difference does it make?
Can't the ring just signify, you know, beautiful love and...
Yeah.
You know,
the only difference it's going to make is you're going to be at home on the sofa with one more gold band on your finger when you get married.
That is literally it. And you're going to maybe take his second name.
Well, that's a good point. I guess if you wanted his name, you might want to get married.
So the question is, do I take my ring off and tell everyone we've decided not to get married?
Okay.
I know Brian wants me to keep the ring on, though.
Mm.
But
you don't want to be a fiancé anymore. Or drastic, but do I leave him?
Whoa. No.
He's your dream guy. He's my dream guy. He's everyone's dream guy.
Let's take a moment.
I love him so much. He's the best man I've ever met. But it's making me question other things I didn't before this. Oh God. Like, I've started feeling really homesick more now. My sister just had a baby. I miss my friends and my old life. Okay, so because you moved into the city for him, I'm assuming. I've given up a lot for Brian. Maybe he's not the one if he doesn't want to desperately marry me anymore.
Wait, this is all unraveling.
She's having doubts now. She's thinking, well, if you don't want to marry me and you're being serious about that, then, you know, is this even for us now, you know? Maybe he's not the one if he doesn't want it, la, la, la. I just wish he had never asked. Yeah. I feel so sad. Any advice? Oh, what would you do?
That really took a sad turn.
See you on Wednesday.
Oh.
I love you so much. Right. Fuck. Okay. So we've been with him for 5 years.
Yeah.
2 years in. We were proposed to, planning a wedding, very exciting. COVID hit.
It was all go.
COVID hit, obviously things got delayed, cancelled, and we've just never rearranged. And
I mean,
I've got this fat rock, and I'm like, it's been 4 years. And every time
me and Chintz grew up with a friend whose mum and dad were always engaged, never got married. Yeah, they were always engaged.
Yeah, were they together?
They were always engaged, weren't they? They were just engaged.
Yeah.
They were just fiancés. They never got married. They just were engaged.
It is a thing. And obviously, if they're happy with that,
and they've been engaged for like 20 years and they just never got married.
Right.
Because life happens and things change. And then the moment kind of passes and it's like, oh, well, do you want to spend this money now or not?
Like, maybe it's one of those things that the moment just kind of passed for like, but then that should never be an excuse.
No.
It's like, we can afford it. If we want this big wedding, it's now or never, really. Or let's just go to the registry office with our kids and your mum and dad, and we'll just tie the knot. I'll wear a white suit. You know, we'll go
for a nice, you know, dinner that night.
Just have a nice
dinner. Book a hotel room,
and then
for
you can
two.
Book me back in the Shard, the suite at the Shard, and we can reminisce on that first night.
That electric sex that we had.
We can reminisce, and that's it. Mm. And we'll go on a nice little honeymoon, and finally we're engaged. We're married.
All done with,
and it's literally done with. And
no questions asked.
And it was one weekend.
Yeah,
you know, so. I don't know why he's being so umming and ahhing about it.
I feel like the fact that he is backpedaling about the wedding is making you think that he's backpedaling
about you. And it's
which
making
I
you
can see how your brain would take you down that route, because I would be
too.
The same. I'd be like, oh, fucking hell, what, are you having doubts then? Do you not want to marry me anymore? Like, are you panicking?
And
like,
it's making you question him entirely.
Yes.
Because now you're thinking, well, actually, I'm a bit homesick. I haven't seen my sister in a while. And I, you know.
Why don't you want to marry me? Like, I didn't want to marry you, but why don't you want to marry me?
Yeah. And it's almost like, sometimes they say a relationship works when the man is more obsessed with the woman than the woman is obsessed with the man.
Because they say that's the way it always should be.
That's, yeah.
Apparently it's like it's the man, your boyfriend should always be more obsessed with you than you are with him.
Yeah. So
apparently,
now.
That's what people say.
My boyfriend's obsessed with me, so that's pretty
absolutely
good.
And it's
so
working
now,
so far.
It feels like he's not that obsessed with you, when you're thinking, well, I'm fucking obsessed with you now though,
so what the
and
fuck.
The energy is kind of shifting. You're thinking, well, if you were obsessed with me and more in love with me than I was you would be wanting to marry me right now. That there wouldn't be a question about
it. We can
it.
Afford it,
right? Like, we can go to the registry office. It's not even about a big wedding. It's it's just about, you know, you don't want to do it. I've suggested a small, you saying no. And now it feels like we're not on the same page anymore. So, I mean, you're asking, you say you're still happy. You say you very much still love him. You say you're very happy and you've got a lovely life and he is your dream guy. I think maybe you need to really get to the bottom of, I mean, we've never been in this situation, but you need to get to the bottom of it. You need to talk about this.
Because I guess now the fact that you are engaged, taking the ring off and not being engaged anymore, it feels like a step back in the relationship. And it's I bet you're annoyed because you're like, I never wanted to take this fucking step in the first place. And now right. you're making me feel like I'm taking a step back, even though really it's not. Like, when it really comes down to it, it's about you two being happy, the kids being happy. We've got That's we're making it. A happy home here mm-hmm. for our life, all of us.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. All this other stuff about, oh, putting a ring on, getting married, taking the ring off, are we girlfriend and boyfriend, are we fiancés, blah, blah, blah.
That's just all faff.
It is all faff when it really comes down to it. So do you want to be with this guy or not? You never wanted to get married in the first place. Yes, it's frustrating that he's talked you into it and now kind of talking you out of it. Mm. What do you want? Because if you want to get married, then you need to say
it's
to him.
It's an ultimatum.
I've sacrificed a lot. I've moved away from home. I've brought my child. We've moved hours away. It's disrupted his life, his school life. We've moved. We've relocated. You proposed to me.
Also, like, you're our family now.
We're a family.
My son and me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're our family now. Like, that's it.
We're
like,
a unit.
Your children are my children now. Mm. They, you know, those girls, they feel like my kids.
Yeah.
So, like,
we're one.
We are one at this point.
And I want to get married.
Right. So.
So we're going to get married.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to the registry office and we're going to get married.
And if you seriously are going to look me in my eyes and say, no, Susan, we're not getting married, then there's a chance to be like, look, I might have to walk away here because something has shifted.
This is giving me doubts.
And this isn't serving me anymore. And
the energy has changed.
The energy has changed. And there's something you're not telling me because this is weird.
Mm. I think you need to have a serious conversation about it. And just to explain that him backpedaling is giving you a bit of anxiety and making you a little bit worried. Yeah. And always had, you know, this great relationship with no problems. Yeah. And for the first time, you're starting to have these little seeds of doubt because you don't want to marry me.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm sat here.
And I'm feeling a bit deflated about it.
It's like, I'm sat here with an engagement ring on, which signifies you wanting to marry me. Okay. Mm. And now
And you don't want me to take this ring off.
But I don't want to sit here a fiancé for the next 20 years.
I don't want to be a fiancé forever. No.
So look, I'm quite happy to go back to being your girlfriend, you know, if you don't want to get married, but you've got to be open and honest with me and I will take the ring off and I'll tell my family and friends, look,
if we're not getting married in the next 2 years,
I'm taking the ring off.
The ring is coming off. If we're not planning a wedding, small or big, whatever, the ring will be coming off.
Because it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. And I want to be your wife. And that's it. I want to be your wife. Mm. And if he can look you in your eyes after you saying that and be like, well, I don't want you to be my wife, you know,
then we've got a problem. We haven't got a problem yet. But if that happens, we could have a problem.
I still really like him.
Me too.
You know, I still...
I mean, to be honest, if I'm being very honest, and I think he's great. I think he's fantastic. No, it's hard to say because until you're in that situation, you don't know how you're going to respond. Course. But if I were you, and I feel like I would be quite content being a fiancé forever.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy with that because I can reason with it's like, well, yeah, like we've got the kids, you know, we have, you know, it's not even the fact about you guys being married before. Mm. It's just about the fact that, well, yeah, we've got the kids and, you know, we've got our lovely life together. And, you know, we know we're committed. We don't need a piece of paper to prove that, you know, it's lovely that I've got this engagement ring on. You know, I love wearing that. It makes me feel good. And when I look down and see us and blah, 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 you know, I could be a fiance forever and I could definitely reason with that.
Yeah.
I can see where he's coming from, where it's like the obsession and the hurry, hurry, hurry has all kind of died down. And now it's like, well, babe, we could go on this holiday. We could buy this new car. Yeah. We could take this and this.
Here.
Or instead, we're going to buy dinner for 100 of our friends and family.
He seems like he's got a lot
of
friends.
And plus ones. Yeah, yeah. I understand where he's coming from. Like, not everyone cares about getting married. No. Not everyone cares about a wedding.
And maybe COVID made him realize, because COVID made a lot of people realize things.
Yeah.
Okay? So maybe it made him realize that
it's not important.
It's not that important right now.
But
he needs to communicate that to you in a proper way. He's kind of, instead
you
of
need
just,
reassurance.
Because he's just batting you off and he's not explaining anything.
We need an explanation.
You need to sit down and have an in-depth conversation about this situation. Mm. And it should be fine if he just can explain himself, get his words out, be honest. I'm sure he still wants to be with you.
Oh yeah.
And it's not that deep, but obviously
but it's also important about it is what you want. If 100%. You want to get married,
tell him.
You need to. It's not all about what he wants. The thing is, he can talk his way out of it. What do you want?
He said he wants to get married. I'm sure somewhere back there, he can deal with it.
Just sick of the wedding, the wedman. Because it's been dragging on at this point. Yeah. It's been dragging on.
Yeah.
And that's what you don't.
So that's why it's like, well, why don't you just want to get it over and done with then?
You know, because why would you want to have that attitude towards your wedding?
Because I'm sure everyone is like, so when are you and Brian getting married? You know, I'm sure everyone is fucking nagging on
because
at you.
Because it's a very common thing of people, like you get trapped in a long engagement where you've been engaged now and it's like, fuck, we've not got married yet. We've been engaged for 5 years. Are we ever going to do this or are we not? And a lot of times people just think, well, that's just not.
Yeah.
Like, that's why some people think if we're going to get engaged, they're on wedding planning straight away because they don't want to get stuck in that long engagement.
Well, why can't you do a lovely, ceremony with your friends and family? Costs, you know, it's just
that's what she
a little
suggested.
Meal. But, and then maybe suggest, look, when we're ready and we want to, maybe in a couple years'
throw
time.
A big party.
We'll throw a big
why
party.
Why don't on our first anniversary, we throw a huge party.
Yeah.
I'll get the white
and we'll have that big celebration again like you always wanted to, like you wanted it big. But let's just tie the fucking knot and then we'll plan the party. Because that's all it is. It's a big party.
Yeah, it is.
That's all it is. And then we'll just plan the party in a couple of years' time. That feels reasonable to
on
me.
On an anniversary.
That feels reasonable to me. Baby.
Okay. Different, switching the vibes. Am I wrong to go traveling with another boy?
Ooh.
Hi, girls. I started a new job last year and since then have become great friends with someone who joined at the same time as me, who was a boy. We both lost our jobs 2 weeks ago due to the recession and the company not being able to afford to keep all of the staff. Okay. We really want to use the time we have now spare while we are still getting paid from work to do some traveling and see the world.
I love that.
We thought, why not go together?
Love that.
As we both want to see the same places and both have some money saved.
Uh-huh.
Also, I would feel a lot safer as a girl having a male friend to go with.
Totally valid point, honestly.
I told my boyfriend this idea and he was totally against it. Saying it showed a complete lack of respect for our relationship and that he would never even contemplate putting me in this position.
Yeah.
He says it would make him look like a total idiot to his friends and family. And if he was in my position, he either just wouldn't go or would go solo.
Mm.
So am I in the wrong and should I go by myself instead?
But as a woman, it's not as safe. That's unfair to him to say, well, just go on your own or don't go at all. Look, it's different as a woman. It's fine for you, Brian. I'm sure you could just, you can ferry off anywhere and you'll be fine because you're a guy, generally
speaking.
You've
not got the same anxieties about being alone.
It's not the same vulnerability, especially when we're abroad. But I understand the point.
I understand Brian's point completely. I won't lie to you.
Right, listen, my boyfriend comes to me.
Starts a new job, meets a girl at work. Both gets sacked at the same time.
They're co-workers. You know, we've lost our job. We want to go traveling. And I'm like, I can't go traveling. I've got a podcast to hold down.
I've got to be here every Wednesday.
I've got work to do. I've got, you know, I can't, you know, leave my job to go traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, you know, Susan obviously got sacked as well. She obviously wants to go explore the same places. We, you know, we want to go to South Africa and we want to go to Thailand, same places. We thought we'd go together.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
No way.
No way.
No.
Wait, the question is
I hope that's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
No.
Because the thing is, in theory, it sounds totally fine. Like, say I had a job, and I made a guy friend at work. Fine, whatever, super chill. You know, I've got a boyfriend at home, whatever, super chill. And then we're all talking about traveling, and then it's like, why don't we just go?
In theory, it should be fine.
Yeah, like, it should, like, why don't we just go? Yeah, you're my mate. Like, I'd feel safe with you. You know, I love you as a friend.
Have some good memories.
You respect my boyfriend. Let's go make some memories.
Yeah.
but actually you're like but then when it's on the other foot you're like absolutely fuck off.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Don't think so.
I don't fucking think so. I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but it's not going on under my roof.
Because it's not even like, say if it was a friend that you knew and it was a mutual friend, It's him, isn't it? So say, yeah, it was one of his mates that it was mutual. Yes.
It was you a girl from school with that you also more. Knew. You've known her for 7 years.
But it's the fact
well.
That your boyfriend, this is a guy from work. He doesn't know this guy.
Girl.
No, the boyfriend doesn't know the guy that his girlfriend's going traveling with.
Oh, yes, yes, mine confused, yes.
Yeah. The boyfriend doesn't know this guy. It's not a mutual friend. They've not met before. It's not, you know, oh, yeah, from years ago at school. It's a new person.
He doesn't know him.
I don't know if what your relationship is. I don't know what your intentions are. I don't know your character or what you're going to be with. Like, that is difficult.
You know what I would worry about most is... you guys just falling in love.
Right.
You know,
on the desert
island.
You know,
think you set off, there's no intentions obviously to do anything because we're friends, but we're seeing the world, we're away for 3 months and we just fall in love. It's like a movie.
What do we do
and
now?
We fall in love and we're thinking, well, I've got to break up with him when I get home then because we are in love.
And we're going to start our lives
and that's
together.
What would scare me if I was sending my boyfriend off with a girl and I was like, well, you might fall in love with her and think, fuck chintz, I'm in love with Lucy now.
So we're having a great time. It's easy to fall in love
on holiday.
She
showed me the world. She showed me the world.
Chintzy has not seen this, but this girl has.
Chintzy doesn't make me feel this way.
You've got this picture of us two.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden,
I haven't got any
not...
pictures of me and Chintz.
Right. Then all of a sudden, he's messaging you saying, I need to talk to you when I'm home.
We should speak when I'm back.
We should speak when I'm back. I can't talk about it now, but we should speak. What does that mean? Means he's in love with her.
What does that mean?
Means he's in love with her. He's fallen in love with her. That's what I would be scared of. Just the actual like emotional connection becoming romantic.
Yes. Because of the environment and where we are and what's happening.
It's like going on Love Island. Of course we're going to fall in love. We're on holiday.
We're trapped.
Yeah.
All there is to do is fall in love.
I'm with you 24 hours a day. We're seeing these beautiful places. We're frolicking in the sea. We're eating gorgeous food.
With no stress.
We're not thinking about
work. We're getting
work.
Gardener's leave. We're getting paid not
and
to work.
And then all of a sudden, his hand brushes your leg, you know.
And we get drunk one night.
Yeah, and it's electrifying.
And we kiss in a bar.
What happened last night? I don't know. I think we had a... You know, and then you get drunk again. Did it happen again? Oh, my God. There we go. Very easily would happen.
I think your boyfriend is fair enough to say, look, I'm not comfortable with you going traveling on your own with this guy who I don't know.
Just
you haven't
him.
Even known that long.
Yeah.
Like, this is a new person to... I can see why he wouldn't be comfortable with that. And I think that you could put yourself in that situation and think, yeah, I can get that.
Because it might be a different story. Say, yes, it was with this coworker and two other mates.
Yes.
That is a completely different story. It's less intimate, you know.
It's less one-on-one.
It's less one-on-one. Like, Because also
everyone else you meet is going to assume that you two are boyfriend and girlfriend.
Of course.
On your travels.
Also.
So how long have you guys been together?
Are you getting separate rooms?
Right.
Or are you getting a joint room with two single beds? That to me sounds risky. You know, or.
Those beds can very easily be pushed together.
Yeah. You know, or what if, it's an accident. It's one double bed now.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, we've got no twin rooms for tonight.
Looks like we're going to
Why are we going to get a separate bedroom? It's going to cost
more
money. There we go. A leg brushes a leg. You know what I mean? It's
a spoon.
His mind's going to be running rampant. You know?
Let me tell you.
So
I think, see if you can get more people to join.
Can you bring one of your mates?
Yeah.
Is one of your mates self-employed? Can they be like, you know what? This is a great opportunity. I'd love
to
go. You know, is there, can someone else come? You know, or if you really know that this guy, is purely platonic and you're just really good mates, can he meet your boyfriend? Can they get to know each other a little bit? Is there a thing we can, just so that he feels a bit more comfortable and be like, you know what? He will look after you when you're traveling and I want you to
be
have this experience and I want you to be safe and I want to trust you. You know, can he let that go? And it's
I'd like to think
me
so.
Me too. Like,
if they met.
He needs to meet him and get to know him and talk thoroughly about this trip.
I mean, if this guy had a girlfriend, that would be great.
That would
you could
be great.
Go on a double date.
Yeah.
And that would be great.
I think, see, you know, respond to him, be like, I understand where you're coming from, 100%. If it was you, I'd probably feel the same. But please, can you give Ben
a chance?
Please meet up with him a couple of times, get to know him. He's a great guy. His intentions are purely platonic.
Because
with
I don't
me.
Want to go traveling on my own.
And
this is the only time, like, this is my opportunity.
And the thing is, like, I don't want to look back on this time in 5 years' time, say we're not together anymore. And I missed out on that chance to go traveling with one of my friends. Like, sometimes you've got to be selfish. And I think this might be one of those times to put yourself
try
first.
And get your boyfriend on board. Same. But yep. I can see
he's not going to be elated by it. No. Of course it's you know, it's not the perfect scenario, but if he can at least understand and support, because you're not probably not going to get this opportunity again while you're young.
So is it worth it to you? Is it, because potentially you are risking your relationship. So is traveling for 6 months and seeing the world and blah, blah, blah worth you coming home and your boyfriend not being there anymore? You know, I'm not saying that would happen, but that is a potential outcome.
Can he come out and meet the two of you for a couple of weeks? Can we make sure to let him know we'll FaceTime him every day? And I don't know, like, there are things you can do to reassure him and let him know that you're not going to cheat on him.
I know.
You know, I don't know. But I think he should probably at least meet the guy first.
Right? Before he shuts it down.
Before it's a hard no. Because also, I do what I want. And if I want to go away,
I'm booking the
with
ticket.
My new Bezzy mate, then I'm booking the strip.
Bon babes. Voyage.
Bon voyage. Enjoy the UK. I'm off. I'm off to Thailand. Off to South goodbye. Africa. I'm off on my travels. Samui. Let me pack my backpack.
Chintzio likes this one.
I do. Getting in fights over his ex. I mean, ideally, we're not speaking about any exes in any room ever. Maybe a brief mention, but we shouldn't fighting be the topic over of them, our conversation. For sure. Hi girls, I really need your advice as this has just happened. She sent this in on Monday, 2 days ago. So, and I don't know how to approach the situation.
This is fresh.
This is fresh off the block. Jesus Christ. So a guy that I'm currently seeing called me this morning in a rage.
Guy that you're currently seeing.
Yeah. All right. Number one, calm down.
So it's not a boyfriend.
Right. No, currently seeing.
Okay.
Don't call me in a rage.
Mm-mm. Take a breath.
Collect yourself.
Call someone else. Calm down, then call me.
Collect yourself. Call me composed. I'm not a punching bag. You're not shouting not absorbing at me.
Your rageful energy.
No, I'm not
energy.
Taking in your negativeness.
Absolutely I'm not. Peaceful, it's 2023.
I'm an
I don't do that around here.
Being that just fairy floats through life, and I don't appreciate negative energy like that, especially down
this
the phone.
This red mist.
Fuck off. Yeah, this red cloud just clouding over my day. Fuck off. Right, so for one, I don't appreciate that. All right, he's pissing me off already. And said he needed to talk to me to calm down. Oh, so he's calling you. You're his piece.
You're his piece.
And he's like, you're the only one who can calm me down. Kind of appreciate that.
That's kind of sweet.
Okay, sorry, I take that back. But also, like, at least try and compose yourself a little bit, you know, before. But so I answered the call. Worried that obviously something bad had happened to him. Yeah, understandably. Actually, it could be emergency. What? I'm here. Yeah. He proceeded to tell me, that he got into a fight at a party with a guy who was feeding lies to his ex. So his ex, so there's a guy and this guy is feeding lies to his ex, lying about him or something. Why are you getting all fucking worked riled up over something about your ex when I'm the new guy you're seeing? Shows me that you still love her. About things he did after they broke up. Let it go, babe. Oh no, this is
so
not
this
good news.
So this guy is saying to your ex?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, the night after he dumped you, he was sleeping with her. Yeah. All this shit that you're thinking, well, that's not true. And you're getting very riled up on the defense.
Yeah.
Because you want your ex to think, hi,
you're a good guy. You want your ex to respect you again or something like that. Interesting. Okay. Right. For reference, they broke up last August. Okay, so about 6 months ago. And from what I know, it was quite messy. Sounds like a messy guy, honestly. He has assured me that there is no feelings there. Bullshit.
False.
No one gets that emotional. That emotional.
If there were no feelings there, you wouldn't give
you'd walk
a fuck.
Away. You'd be like, fuck this shit, I'm out. I don't
you
even
better look, Susan, he's lying to you, but it's not my place anymore. Have a good night.
Gotta go see my new girl.
I'm off.
Bon voyage.
We know what we had.
Yeah,
let's leave it at that.
Look, he ended quite messy. Not going to lie, didn't it? Did end quite messy. But this twat over here, look, it's lies. But I'm going to walk out. I'm going to leave. Yeah. This no longer serves me. I've got my new gal at home.
Mm-hmm. I'm out of here.
I don't have any feelings for you, by the way.
Get the kettle
I don't have any feelings for you at all. I'm out.
Just as a final
right. Instead of being, he's gone. You know, I didn't say that. That didn't happen. He's getting very angry. But it's kind of nice.
Which to me shows care.
Yeah, shows care. But kind
hate
of
is
nice
very close
that he's
to love.
Calling you up and expressing what's going on. He's not lying to you.
True.
But I suppose he's lying to you about the feelings part.
Potentially.
Potentially.
It's like, are you calling me because you want me to be jealous?
Yeah, it's like, your actually, ex. This is way too complicated. I don't want any part in this. Look, if we were Gen Zs, we'd be going like that. But we're millennials.
No, someone said that we are Gen Zs. We're not millennials.
Fuck off.
Millennials is like the year. We just miss it. We're just in the Gen Z.
I think we're on the cusp. I see us as old souls. We still do that.
We still do. If anyone's wondering what we're doing the phone signal.
Yeah, where it's the phone signal.
A finger to the ear and a finger to the mouth and not just palm to
oh,
the
you
ear.
Going, yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Because it's saying that the kids nowadays, they're just putting a palm to the ear. It's a flat mobile. But we're going the old school way when it was one of the
fingers.
What are they called? One of the twirly ones.
Yeah.
We go,
ring photo.
Ring photo. I don't know. Anyway. Okay. La 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 la. La la la. So he has assured me there are no feelings there. Okay. However, I was shocked that he still feels the need to get so angry about things that concern his ex. 100%. Because if you're my ex and I've moved on 6 months ago, you are a distant memory. And if anyone's talking about our relationship or things I did or things you did, honestly, I'm super chill and relaxed now because it doesn't mean anything.
I understand wanting to protect your character.
And it's not
nice, and it is frustrating when you're aware that lies
are being spread
about you.
True.
That's shit, and that would piss you off. But you could have just gone of... That never happened, Sarah. That never happened. This is all bullshit. I'm not getting involved anymore, but just I want to clear my name.
Not let it affect his peace. It's a shame that he got it.
But maybe he just responded in the wrong way. Like, you know, it's quite a lot. You know, is that realistic to act so calmly in the moment?
Maybe it's not that deep. Maybe it is.
If he's just a guy, he's got a lot of emotions. He just exploded a bit. That's kind of fair enough.
So she's just said that she's just feels a little concerned.
Yeah, it's not nice as the new girlfriend to see someone getting so bent out of shape about their ex.
That would definitely turn me off. So we are long distance, so it's already a tricky situation. And I don't want to get involved with someone whose loyalties may still be elsewhere. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's like it doesn't sound like he's fully over and healed from it.
It doesn't sound like that it's been... It all still feels quite fresh.
Yeah, because
why is a friend talking to your ex about the actions that you did when you broke up?
Why are we still talking about it?
Why are we still on this?
It was 6 months ago, and I'm sure she's moved on, and he's clearly moved on. So it's like, why are we bringing this up?
Why is this topic of conversation?
Either she's bringing it up because she still likes you and is in love with you.
Or sees that he's moved on and isn't happy about that.
Or just that stupid mate was just bringing it
chatting
up
shit.
And just chatting shit.
Because look what it's caused.
Right. So the question is, am I being dramatic? Is it just a pride thing with boys? Yeah. Is it just like he's thinking, no, actually, you're talking down on my name.
I hate this guy. He's a fucking prick.
And it's pissing me off. Look. Mm. Or do you think I should be worried? Thanks so much. I love you both.
Oh, I love you too.
Look.
It's not an ideal situation.
It's not.
Especially so early on in a... You said you're just dating this guy. It is a bit of a turn off, a bit of a red flag. Yeah. It's like, not even the fact that he got annoyed. It's just the fact of your ex...
You're even mentioning it.
This situation feels like it's not finished.
Yeah.
Like, this feels a bit messy. It doesn't feel like a clean cut.
Well, it's
here.
Like there's still drama surrounding your past relationship.
Yeah.
Also, 6 months isn't that long, I suppose.
If it was a messy breakup, if it was kind of went on for a while.
Yeah, because things say they broke up and then maybe they were still arguing.
Still maybe slept together once, you know, a few weeks later.
Maybe they were still arguing a couple months in, and then maybe if they've got mutual friends. Well, she said this to Anna and then Anna.
A bit of blocking and unblocking.
Yeah.
It could have gone on for a while.
I can see how maybe they've maybe just had like 3 months of no contact.
Yeah.
After all that, that's not that long.
That's quite fresh.
Is it? And especially if people are still chatting shite about what he's done and what she's done.
Talk of the town.
Talk of the group. So it's not the ideal situation where you're the new girl it's really not.
It's not. And it's not what you want to step into.
I would assert your, just assert how you're feeling. Say,
authority.
Look, I'd be honest, because this is, you're setting the tone for this potential relationship.
Yes. Start so, how you mean to go on.
Right. Say, look, Brian, I appreciate you were angry the other night. You know, I did want to calm
Thanks
you down.
Thanks for being honest.
Thanks for being honest. But honestly, I don't appreciate all this talk about your ex.
It feels like there's unfinished business there.
And it's making me uncomfortable, and I don't want to be, you know,
I'm here trying to start something new. Yeah. We're on a clean slate and already.
Yeah. We've got this bullshit.
We've got this bullshit.
And I don't want this to be the start of our relationship. So either like put this to bed and I never hear of your ex and this situation ever again, because you shouldn't have even been concerned about it. Mm. Or like if this is still going on in your life, I might have to leave because
before you get too emotionally involved, while you're still kind of on the cusp of being like, yeah, I like him, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Or like,
and then if he takes that and is like, look, I really apologize. That was just something that happened when we were out. I couldn't really control it. And look, you know, shouldn't I wanted to call you way. And let you know, because I trust you. I'm really getting to know you and la, la, la.
More
and
to be honest.
And I promise it won't happen again. I'm not going to mention her again. Like, I'm just all about me and you now. Mm. Let's go out the weekend. Let's have a nice date. Lovely. And then give him one more chance. I'd say one more chance to, you know, something like this to not happen again. If it does happen again,
you can try and prove himself.
I think give him a chance. I think if he like listens to what he says, apologizes and says like, let's move forward.
Yeah.
Lovely. That's nice. But then if it happens again, then be like, maybe what the not. Fuck? I wouldn't continue this,
because it sounds be a like recurring
there's
issue.
Something still going on there, isn't it? Baby. Ooh. Well, would you look at that?
Gosh.
Would you look at that?
That was an eventful one that was would this week, ladies and gentlemen.
I enjoyed myself thoroughly this week. Have we got a quote?
Yeah, we have got some quotes.
Let's hit ourselves.
And I actually saw a quote last night. It just reminded me when you said that.
Yeah.
And it was always, this might not be the quote, but I just saw it. It was like, always give people a second chance, but never a third.
Yeah.
So that relates to that last girl.
Perfect. I think give him the benefit of the doubt, because honestly, maybe something like that would happen to you.
Because we do make mistakes.
Because something like that could happen to me when I went out.
Yeah.
Oh, rah, rah, rah. And you're thinking, what the fuck?
That never fucking happened.
Yeah, and you get a bit pissed off.
You had a bit of alcohol.
Yeah. And you're calling your new boyfriend. You're thinking, listen to what the fuck has just happened.
Yeah.
You're in a bit
I'm
of a rage.
So annoyed.
Makes
that
sense.
That could be us.
That fucking hell. That could be us. And then you don't want your boyfriend to then break up with you over one incident.
No.
Because it's like, no one's perfect. So give him the chance to apologize, move forward.
Make it right.
Make sure it doesn't happen again. Lovely stuff.
Yeah. But not a third.
Yeah, not a third. God, that's taking the piss. Yeah. It's like, well, then this is just going to keep going on and going on.
And what are we doing here?
And then what are we doing
here?
Not
here for this red mist.
I'm not here for this dark cloud over my life.
Absolutely not. Mm. Thank you guys so much for listening. Woo! This has been a fun. Oh, we're back next Wednesday.
We are
same time, same place, guys. You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and follow us on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom.
Yeah, baby.
And I'll see you on YouTube. And on YouTube @thegirlsbathroom. Baby,
and we'll see you on tour.
Love ya.
See you on Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.